The first of the holiday movies opens today. Literally, Pieces of April is about an ill-fated Thanksgiving dinner. But Kenneth Turan, who reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times, says that's no reason to stay away.
Every Thanksgiving celebration involves two groups of people, the hosts and the guests. Pieces of April starts at 7 a.m. on the holiday morning and cuts back and forth between the preparers in Lower Manhattan and the visitors from deepest suburbia. 21-year-old April, played by Katie Holmes, is doing something she hates for Joy, her badly misnamed mother, played by Patricia Clarkson. April despises Joy, and the feeling is mutual. But Pieces of April is far from your standard holiday from hell story. It may make use of familiar farcical situations, but it turns out to be an especially warm comedy with a hidden heart. It's a film whose humor has feeling behind it. That's because writer-director Peter Hedges doesn't let his comedy overpower an understanding of how emotionally complex family situations are always going to be. And this one is especially complex. Joy, though only 42, is dying of cancer, and she is not going quietly.
I need everyone to listen. I don't know how to say this. We need to discuss how each of you... Oh, God.
It's okay, sweetie.
How each of you, in your own way, is going to handle discarding food without letting our hostess know.
Oh, please. Joy, really. That's not very funny.
Shot quickly and inexpensively on digital video, this is Peter Hedges' first shot at directing. He's best known for the screenplay for What's Eating Gilbert Grape, adapted from his novel of the same name. As a director, Hedges demonstrates both an eye for eccentric characters and the ability to cast and work with actors who make them people we want to watch.
Where did you get these?
A little salt and pepper.
I know what they're for. Where'd you get them?
From the store.
We had these when I was a kid. The one time Joy let me hold them, she said, "Be careful, they're worth more than you are."
Well, that's terrible.
Next year they were gone.
So what happened?
A hammer I was holding fell on them.
Good.
How much were they?
It wasn't cheap.
How much did they cost Bobby?
They were 50 cents.
You got yourself a deal.
It turns out that April's never-used oven, perhaps resentful at being neglected, does not work. Like a seeker after alms for the poor, April is forced to go from door to door through her apartment building, wailing, "Doesn't anyone have a stove I can use?" April is wary and conflicted, and the same goes for Joy. They've been at each other's throats all their lives. Despite her illness, Joy has a contempt for being nice, and her daughter's venture never feels assured. And while we are wondering which way things will go, the unexpected emotion in this film sneaks up not only on us, it surprises its characters as well. And that's a lot to be thankful for.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.